At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think he wanted to be a family man at one point in time, and football killed his family life. And now you're left with this, the aging bachelor who, yes, is surrounded by a lot of hot women, but is there any substance in his life?
This is a good thing. Why? Because it is one distraction Stephon Diggs does not need, nor will he have to contend with, as he works his way back to being a dynamic receiver in the NFL and the leader of the Patriots offense.
And maybe I'm an idiot for this take.
Those were two of yesterday's three-point stances on WEEI Afternoons. The first one by Andy Hart, who accused Tom Brady of now being a sad dad, leaving a hollow life as an international playboy and world-famous hashtag influencer.
Nobody has it worse than Tom Brady. That's what we're all saying
here. Oh, my God. The brushback, including that with the guff that Arcan gave him, and the things I heard from friends that I'm sure Andy did as well.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, okay. It was a great dichotomy of opinion, Ted. And then, of course, I postured, not just to pump myself up to get excited for the season, that Steph Diggs, who has since the breakup, I'll have you know, put out an awful lot of content on his YouTube channel, on practice fields, in interview rooms, on private planes, talking about how much football means to him and how he plans on taking this season, not for granted, but very, very seriously. So I said, hey, breaking up with Cardi B, getting out of that celebrity life and getting into the football limelight would be a good thing. Ted Johnson, you played with Tom Brady. You watched him win Super Bowls alongside yourself. And of course, you've had an opinion or two about Steph Diggs and the upcoming season with these Patriots. So let's go one by one. Dan, should we start with the sad influencer in Monaco that is the shirtless god hanging out with Kate Hudson and Dakota Johnson, Tom Brady?
I think that's exactly where we start.
First, was he really? I missed that. Hanging out with Kate Hudson?
No, dude.
On his yacht. Yeah, just him and those
Dakota
two.
Dakota Johnson?
Just hanging and out, Kate talking about Kate what Hudson. It's like to be in that tax bracket that we'll never understand.
God, her stepdad was Kurt Russell. Please. Yes, and thank you.
Okay. That I did find that to be interesting because I tend to agree with Andy, and that I'm feeling sorry for Tom. It's not about that. It's just, but do I see a guy that perhaps is not living the life he maybe imagined? Yeah, I do. And it's based on this. Okay, it's based on the you guys have heard me say that at times I think Tom sounds disingenuous, inauthentic,
saying what everybody wants to hear, not necessarily what he thinks.
And somebody who is that talks his, you know, for a living and tells you things that I don't know, that I don't think he really feels, is someone that sounds confused to me, that doesn't really know who he is. I get the sense Tom comes from this very stable, very connected family where they're in a mesh family, like a lot of these. They're very close, and I think they're all kind of in each other's business, which you know, I grew up in the most opposite family, and so I've always been jealous of those types of families. But there's a certain level of, you know, maybe it's not the exact dynamic you want, but that's better than what most people have, which is at least they all love each other, connected, a mesh, blah, blah, blah. And now he's got kids from different women. Some are married to, some he wasn't married to. You know, he, my guess is he, just like Andy said, I think he probably would prefer to be quote unquote a family man, but it runs contrary to this other life that he wants too, which is being the playboy and kind of, you know, running in certain circles. That's not congruent with stable family life. And so I think Tom's caught in this thing that's pulling both sides. He doesn't really know which one he wants to be right now. And so I can see Andy's point. I can see there being a little bit of a sadness to kind of the state of where he is. I'll be honest, and for a single dad, on holidays, it's the worst. You know, your holiday, what'd you do for the 4th? Well, my kids were with their grandparents. I wish they were with me, but, you know, it is what it is. Like, it's not, yeah. I think the holidays for a single dad, it's, you really, it hits home. But the point Andy made was a good one in the sense, I can see there being a sad. Do I feel sorry for him? No, because he's got all his money, and he's got all his fame, and he's got all his fortune, but he just hasn't found that, in my opinion, probably that true kind of life that he wants to live every day. It is still out of his grasp, and I think he's still searching for that life.
So maybe he steers into one direction more to try to fill a certain void that's being left by the other.
Correct.
That makes enough sense.
And then he goes too much into that part,
right.
and it doesn't fulfill him. And then he's...
And the pendulum keeps going back and forth and back and forth.
Back and forth until he
I don't think he's recalibrated,
settles.
Ted. I don't think he has been able to find... Like you said, this has to be Tom Brady 3.0, if you will. Like, there's Tom Brady before he became...
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The GOAT.
Can I just tell you, Fitzy, Tom Brady's no different than the Ted Johnson, than a lot of football players. When they retire, they go, oh, crap, who am I? Who am I? And then people don't know how to treat you. And so you perceive how people view you in a way. It's like, well, they only knew you as a football player. Now you don't play football, so they don't want anything to do with you. There's a whole recalibration of who you are. And the longer you play football, look at Belichick. It's like now he doesn't know what to do with himself. It's almost like being out of that off-season, in-season, that ritualistic kind of way of living for so long is now that's not the case. It can really mess up even the most what you think well-adjusted guys are. And I think the longer you play, the more messed up you are when you retire. If you just play for a short time, you're still young. You get into the workforce. It's not that big of a deal. The transition from football to, quote-unquote, the real world is harder the longer you play.
And did you feel it go away? Is there still any part of you that's like, oh man, I like think about those athlete days and the routine and the kind of stability that brought?
I love it.
Come on, Teddy, strap them on. Let's go.
I missed it. It's
It dissipates, but maybe it doesn't completely go away.
You're so comfortable with it.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the way I talk to my colleagues was the same. The real world, I say that, and HR is coming after me, and, you know, you're getting reprimanded, and you're off the radio for a day or two. Oh, crap. And so it's just there's it's a whole different, kind of thing that you have to navigate in the quote-unquote real world that you don't have to. And when you're playing football, like Bill Belichick can attest to, like, you see all the problems that have kind of arose in his life now that he's not an NFL coach anymore.
Yeah, and now he's going to beauty pageants in Maine and playing footsies on Instagram, which is just what we always thought he'd be doing in 2025. And I still maintain that if Tom Brady either announced his retirement after he almost threw the Lombardi into the waters outside of Tampa, or after his failed comeback from 27-3 when he had a bloody lip in the game, the divisional round against the Rams, like, that would, either one of those would have been incredible stamps, like, see Belichick, see world, I did it, I won. And hey, guess what? I was capable of another incredible comeback. It was just a really bad call by who's the head coach now of Tampa Bay? Todd Bowles.
Todd Bowles,
who's then defensive coordinator, to put a zero blitz in and not cut, and only put a safety deep on Cooper Kupp as well. But he played one more year. It broke everything up. And any one of us would probably not hate to be on that yacht. But at the same time, he does look a little lost. And Ted, just real quick on my position, that this could be a good thing for Steph Diggs, that he's now out of the line.
Well, hold on, Fitzy, real quick, before you get to I want to just put a bow on the Brady stuff.
Go for it.
But I want to hear your thought on that, because I have a thought. But Andy said this about TB12 yesterday. He said that football is what causes divorce, and it's what's made him unhappy.
Yes.
And it's not football that's the problem. No. It's the ego. It's Tom wanting, he wants – football gave him – money and fame. Without football, he wants fame and money and to be in that upper echelon more than anything. Without football, but that's ego driven.
Mm-hmm.
It's ego that caused the divorce, not football. It's his ego that drives him to play football because of all the things that it brings him. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but my one little pushback to that, Ted, would be, like, he's got fame galore now. Like, he's broadcasting, he's producing movies, he's in movies, he's in every seventh commercial that's on ESPN or during a football broadcast. He bought the Card Vault. He's the king of Fanatics Fest. I would say we get more Tom Brady. I almost even wonder, outside of, like, Kevin Hart and Pedro Pascal, if we haven't reached peak Tom Brady as well. So I think he's got the money, the fame, the visual recognition right now, more Twitter followers, more Instagram fans. He's been on Mr. Beast and done all those things. I just think that he's missing the psycho drive. Like, he had that psycho drive. He pursued it to a point where it wrecked his marriage, and it's like, now what? So he's just grasping at everything.
What drives the psycho drive?
Well, that's Fitz, you bring up an interesting point. Like, Ted, does he need to do the stuff that Fitzy's bringing up? Does he need to be an owner in the NFL? Does he need to be a businessman? Does he need? No. He's the greatest quarterback of all time.
And it's still not satisfying enough. The ego is he wants to be relevant.
Yeah.
He doesn't play football, but yet you see him all the time. Why? Because he wants to be relevant. He's so terrified. Belichick's the same way. They want to be more than just football players. They want to be people that are in your brains constantly, 24/7. Every time I'm on my Instagram feed, it's like some inspirational quote from Tom. It's like he's everywhere.
Yeah.
That's ego. Yeah. That's ego. And that tells me that it's ego that has driven him to a divorce more than, and if he is unhappy, to his unhappiness more than anything else.
All right, executive decision, guys. We were going to jump into Ted's Movie Club because we have a new cinematic assignment for the week. We're going to push that to odds and ends later in the show, so we will get our movie assignment for this week from Big Teddy J. But Chris J., Mike, and all who just loaded up the phone lines at 617-779-7937, we'll get to you.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.